here at Tech Matters, and right now we're trying to figure out how to do this program. A lot of serious planning going on, you can hear in the background. I can't wait to hear. I don't know about you.
Absolutely.
I would assume we need to each introduce ourselves, maybe where our writing site is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you taking notes?
Sure.
Okay. You're the one with paper. Take notes.
Maybe even me.
Probably do a Mission Impossible.
We are here to discuss our inquiry project at the Tech Matters 06, and we're going to start off by introducing ourselves, our writing project site, and a little bit about what our inquiry is. So I'm Donna Bragg. I'm from the Lehigh Valley Writing Project, which is in eastern Pennsylvania. And my inquiry has to do with infusing technology into the leadership teams at my site.
I'm Ashley Sassier, and I'm from the University of Mississippi Writing Project, and my inquiry question deals with using technology to enhance reading instruction.
I'm Brett Baxter, and I'm at the Oregon Writing Project at Eastern Oregon University, and my inquiry question has to do with choosing specific technologies, how to choose technologies that are going to be used in the classroom to enhance literacy.
And my name is Jared Wall, and I am at the LSU Writing Project at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And my inquiry project is to find a way to take the technology that we're learning about as far as self-expression with podcasts and the different things we're doing, and to enthuse some excitement about the site using that technology to build continuity and community in our site.
So we have all discussed our inquiry question, and now I'd like to know what our common theme seems to be, since that's how we were organized. Would someone like to start a conversation about what seems to be our common theme?
I think we're all concerned about literacy overall, whether it's teachers or that are teaching students or the students themselves.
Exactly.
I think the other common thread was continuity and sort of building a network of people who are also concerned about literacy at our respective sites, and so maybe those two things
and
are sort of going together.
I'm sorry, and using technology to motivate or stimulate teachers to then take it back into their classroom.
And I think that's a very important point, that we take the excitement that we feel just in doing these little projects and the software we're learning and infuse that into our sites to not only the leadership so that they keep people involved and invite people back in, but that the people we teach the software to can take that excitement into the classroom. So I think that's an important point.
But on that note, I think it's important that we not use all of the technologies just simply because they are available. I think somebody brought up the point the other day of using the right tool for the right job, and I think that we have to keep in mind that podcasting may not be something we need for every single assignment that we have students do in the classroom.
Speaking of the right tool, here comes the window washer. So excuse us for a moment. Okay.
I think one of the things that has come up here is that we're always concerned, everybody's concerned about how it all relates to literacy and how the technologies we introduce, you know, goes back to that central theme. But one of the things that someone else at the Institute brought up was this idea of digital literacy and that that's a concern too. So I wonder if we might talk about that just briefly and sort of throw that idea around.
Anybody?
Gasp.
Wait, can we do that again?